Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz with...
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're broadcasting tonight on bbsradio.com from the big, beautiful island of Hawaii, Big Island of Hawaii, in a little place called Pahoa. And it's about, 35 minutes southeast of Hilo. And they call the Big Island because it is the Big Island, and it is the place where the lava is actually flowing. It's actually about 8 miles from here. Welcome to the Insight Hour, where we talk about every week the world's worst news and the world's best news. Which one do you want to listen to? Which one do you want to deal with? A lot of folks out there don't want the bad news anymore, so they shut televisions off, which I highly recommend, and they have stopped buying the mainstream media madness propaganda rags, the yellow presses we call newspapers and the magazines, and have decided to turn in to the internet, turn on to the internet, and focus on the news that is coming from independence. How are you doing, Sherry Kane?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Excellent. I'm very blessed and thankful to be here. We had a wonderful day today, very enlightening day, challenging day, but very, very good day. And I hope everyone listening out there likewise. We're brought to you every week by Tetrahedron Publishing Group, and we have a brand new film that's just coming out. It's called Farm a Horse. Tetrahedron Films, the proud producers in HealthyWorldDistribution.com, HealthyWorldDistributors.com, or HealthyWorldStore.com is where you can order your first packages just coming out of Farm a Horse. And it's the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller, and it stars Sherry Kane.
And yourself.
And yours truly. And vicariously, Penn Jillette and Raymond Teller from the infamous comedy magical team in Las Vegas called Penn and Teller that have a show on Showtime called Bullshit. Penn and Teller's Bullshit, I kid you not. I'm not cursing, I'm just telling you the way it is.
They do curse a lot, though.
They curse a tremendous amount. I mean, every other word is profane, you know, from out of Penn's mouth. But the story goes very, very interesting. Actually, let me give praise and thanks to the creator. I know we're actually expecting Reverend Roxy Hampton, who had a very, very busy day on what we call Capitol Hill today in the county of Hawaii. We all testified this afternoon on two very important bills that you'll want to know something about, particularly the second one dealing with energy and the globalist agenda to control virtually all the energy and all of the construction and dictate to the building departments what the rules and regulations shall be for you if you're engaged in construction of virtually anything. So we're dealing with that here in Hawaii. But as Reverend Roxy says, I should always give it up to the Creator before we even introduce our special, not only guests, but our sponsors. So let's give it up to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, I ask for a special blessing on all the Insight Hour listeners tonight, that we may be blessed with your love, your glory, your divine guidance, and your inspiration to do all the wonderful things that you have in our destinies to accomplish. We ask you for a blessed direction in that regard. If we haven't understood our full loving desire to serve humanity in a meaningful way, that we be anointed powerfully, most powerfully, to be directed in the direct ways, to have the synchronicities, to live our lives synchronously, every moment be inspired by your grace, your glory, your direction, and your inspiration so that we can be all that we can be, that we can have the full prosperity of divinity manifesting right here, right now, on earth as it is in heaven, as it is in eternity. May we have it right here within our, not only bodies, our Holy Spirit-filled temples, that they may heal, and they be healed miraculously, because there's nothing missing in that heavenly domain, and we bring it in. We decree it right now. The I am that I am, we bring it into our Holy Spirit-filled temple so that we can be all that we can be, that we can do all that you have for us to do as your humble servants and your literally guided, angel-directed messengers of peace, of love, and of healing. We praise you for this time in history where we are being called. Yes, indeed, we are being called, and we are grateful for the calling. We're grateful for the gifting and the anointing We're grateful for the direction that you present to us in our lives so that we can not make any mistakes, that we can be living in the law, that we can be righteous, right standing. We can be at peace, shalom, in this kingdom of heaven that is right here, right now, manifesting divinely as it has been for eternity. We praise you for blessing humanity optimally at this time and making us your leaders, your directors, your servants, to bring on this transformation, this spiritual renaissance, this amazing paradigm shift as we, the people, awakening as the giant now with the 100th monkey stepping forth to declare our freedom and our direction divine. That we praise you for this time, that we ask that this special spiritual blessing build and build and build in our hearts until our hearts are so full with radiating peace and love and joy that everyone everywhere can see us. Our countenance shines only because of your glory is transmitted by our radiance. We praise you for that blessing, Heavenly Creator. I ask for that anointing to go out, spread from all the Inside Hour listeners tonight to all of the hosts and all of the listeners of BBS Radio International. And we praise you for those people touching others with your love, with your glory. And may it be so today, right here, right now. I guess it's the 21st of April, 2010 on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, I guess, on the West, and of April 20th. And today is a special day that shall go down in history as the day that we get fully anointed by your grace and your glory and your love. In Yeshua's name, I praise you eternally, amen.
Amen.
Well, there you go. That sets the record straight for the evening. So, we have some wonderful guests coming. We have a senatorial candidate from Big Island of Hawaii, U.S. senatorial candidate. We're scheduled to have show up tonight. Jeffrey Jarrett is planning to be a guest tonight. Sherry, yes. You know Jeff.
He's an extremely nice man. I'm definitely going to support him when he runs. He's been asking for me to help him on his campaign. So, I mean, if we didn't have all this work on our plate, I'd be, like, there yesterday. He's just amazing.
Yeah, wonderful man. Beautiful. Who understands the system of injustice probably better than most senatorial candidates. He's lived through a lot of persecution.
Yeah, he's a man that actually follows what we do. He believes in what we believe in and believes in all the injustices. He's not somebody who just believes that the government is great, like every other person ready to submit to the society.
I thought I'd break in here a bit.
Hey, Don. Hey, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love your program. I love you, Dr. Horowitz.
I love you, too, Don. You know that.
Man among men.
I love you.
Thank you.
I haven't met your brother, Doug, yet, but we've talked, and I love your brother. I love your whole family. I love what you do for the world.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Hey. Much appreciated. Thank you. I was wondering, I know I kind of rushed you on because we were moving a bit fast there, and I apologize. Were we to get on a guest? I heard you talking about having a guest this evening, and I'm just curious as to whether you wanted me to phone somebody up or if I need to ring somebody up on Skype.
Well, isn't that kind? You know, you're so sweet. But see, folks, everyone listening, that's the kind of guy that you want to have run your network. So sensitive, so caring.
Considerate.
And certainly engaged in helping support their talent. And so, Don, thank you. In fact, no, and I apologize if I neglected to tell you, we actually are waiting here, and any minute, I believe, coming through the door, sometime this hour, we're going to have the senator-elect from the state of Hawaii coming through our door here, and Reverend Roxy, who you know and adore also, should be here. She's just finishing up in the council meetings that took place today. Very busy day on the Big Island, Don.
Well, thank you. Wow, thank you for your kind, kind words. I'm looking forward to the rest of the show.
Well, thanks.
Pardon me?
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Why don't we, have you got a couple minutes that you're not tied up in the studio?
Sure. Let me get some headphones, and then we won't hear the echo.
Excellent.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, somebody's driving up the driveway right now, folks, so I think that may be
Then maybe I'll best back out now while we have...
No. You can't get away that easy. Wait a second. Wait a second. Don, you know, you're heavily engaged in watching the media and looking at the regulations and the challenges. I heard something astonishing tonight. Maybe you can comment, because I know you and Doug know a lot about upload, download, broadcasting over the media, over the internet. And I heard yesterday that 20 times faster internet service is provided in what we consider third world countries like North Korea, South Korea, the Pacific Rim nations. And what is it that we are experiencing here? I'm telling you, I'm in the Big Island of Hawaii, and I could barely get, I mean, we would be broadcasting right now, live streaming, if we had a fast internet connection. What's your experience? What's going on in America? I think we lost Don.
No.
There you go.
I apologize.
What's going on? Oh, yeah. I see Reverend Roxy Hampton's is just driving up. That's great. At any rate, so folks, we'll just continue with it, and God bless Don. Thanks for
Well, thank you. I apologize. I wasn't ready, and I didn't have my headphones on. And I was trying to hear the question, and I hope I didn't mess you up too bad.
Oh no, that's okay. We all forgive you because we love you. You know,
I love you
love
too.
Love and forgiveness go hand in hand, right?
Exactly. So well,
yeah.
Blessings.
So the question I had is, I learned last night that the internet connection speeds in third world countries like we hear about here, such as North Korea, South Korea, Thailand, the Pacific Rim nations, and China, is outrageously advancing.
Mm-hmm.
And we here, I can't even get a good high-speed connection. Otherwise, I would be live streaming from the Big Island.
Yeah,
it's kind of like even in Southern California with the Cox system that I have. I've bought the Supreme Gold package, which is the fastest. I mean, we go down, and you know it. You watch us week after week. What is going on with America in terms of this media and the technology? You have your thumb on that pulse better than anyone, I think.
And China can actually get online, what, like 100 times faster?
It's 20 times faster connection speeds than our fastest. Than our fastest connection speed here in the United States.
And that's why they're so productive and they're totally taking over. I mean, they really are. They're more advanced. They can get things done better than us.
Yeah, now that's got to be a globalist agenda, isn't it, Don? What do you think?
You know, I'll tell you, it's funny the way the world works and the way it moves. When it comes to the internet, I personally feel that the speed with which America serves its internet, it's very poor. Whether that's by design, government design or not, I don't know. I believe it all comes down to money, the almighty dollar. And it's probably not really that advantageous to their pocket to bring in extreme high speed into the U.S. And it also keeps the flow of information, I think, maybe to a crawl.
Control.
I don't know.
But this is my theory involves control.
Yeah.
Because, again, look, we're buying computers and computer chips from Asia. Virtually everything is coming from Pacific Rim. Why would we get, like, 20 times slower internet technology for the masses here in America than they're getting in Asia?
Good point. Good point. And, you know, I could expound on that a bit, too, because a lot of the infrastructure for this high speed has already been put into place. Why they aren't adopting it in a heavier scale, I'm not sure.
Well, see, okay,
really
now let's take
know.
This to the next step of conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
Our conspiracy reality. Sherry Kane wants to do a ongoing television series called Conspiracy Reality TV. We already bought the domain for it. But we can't get the speed right now to do it. Now, here is a time when we, the people in the United States, and this is a very dangerous time. For example, when you drive from Southern California, we're down in the Laguna Beach area most of the time, and you drive west on Route 133. Don, you know that road that goes kind of like to I-15? It's in Southern California. And the new constructions in Southern California, there's a series of what the toll attendants call cell phone towers that are constructed like military turrets and observation towers that have about 6 or 7 floors that are all surrounded by thick, heavy metal protection. to actually allow for three or four machine gunners to literally be standing overlooking the main highway that is leaving Southern California or coming into Southern California. Now, it occurs to me, here's sadly what I feel I have to share, because I've been sadly correct in so many prophecies and so many predictions. And I say sadly because they've all been, not all, but they've been grossly horrific. That is, the AIDS pandemic, the anthrax mailings, the H1N1 swine flu, all of this bioterrorism agenda. The Creator puts this on my heart and gives me the intelligence and sends me human angels as well as spiritual angels to kind of like help me discern what's coming, so that I play the role of the watchman, and if I don't do my job, then I'm as guilty as the Illuminati. And the issue is that with the economy going down the drain by direction, it's all by design, and the issues of population that is, they tell us, exploding, and of course with the immigration allowances, of course America has virtually turned into virtually a third world nation in the urban areas, and that this represents, according to the Bill Gateses of the world, who in the Pharma Whores, we show you in the new film, we show you the segment from the TED meeting where Bill Gates tells you that vaccines are wonderful for reducing the population by about 900 million people. He actually comes out in a lecture that we're now broadcasting on with the film Pharma Whores and says that we can reduce the population of the world, currently about 7 billion people, by 10 to 15% if we vaccinate people. Now, the issue of reducing global populations most profitably, covertly, is done via vaccinations. So that is, you know what, Reverend Roxy just walked in.
And I have a guest.
And you have a wonderful guest. Well, go downstairs, pick up the telephone, and join us on the Inside Hour. So wonderful. We'll be joined very shortly by Reverend Roxy Hampton. So the concern that I have is they're going to pull the plug on a biological release. They already have the military prepped, FEMA is prepped, and the most likely targeted area in the United States. I'm sorry, Don?
You know why they're going to do it, and you're right. They're going to do it. Because if it's built, they need to play with it. It's just like a gun.
Yeah.
And they're setting up for it, and they're going to do it just to get away with it, just to see how far they can push the people, just to see what they can get away with.
Yeah, I believe that.
Because
that
does lead to
soon enough, then people are going
to
fall for it, and they're just going to fall into the trap.
Yeah.
Every which way we go, there's a trap. There's a trap with the vaccinations. There's a trap with the so-called cell phone towers that
but
are
we're so demoralized now that anything will work. It can be disinfo,
people,
it can be info.
Yeah, the people are so hypnotized.
We're demoralized and hypnotized, exact. Shock and awe really worked on the population here,
I think. That's what we're talking about, brother. So I am very concerned. You know, I have family in Southern California. We have office in Southern California. So we're very concerned about this time in history, especially with, wars, rumors of wars, weather changes, earth changes, and the great plagues. Man, we are in the end times.
Which are only the beginning.
Reverend Roxy.
Exactly.
Well,
I'm going to let you go. I love you all.
Darn.
Have a great program. I'm going to sit back and wrapped. I love
Darn.
You. Here we go.
Hi, Don.
Reverend Roxy, my lovely sweetheart. Blessings.
I want to go on speakerphone for a minute just so that my friend can hear how you all are. I have someone I want to introduce, but
don't go on speakerphone; it'll destroy.
It
share it. Share the ear set.
Okay, we'll do that. What I want to do now is I want to put a person on that I want you to say hello to, Dr. Len, because I think I found another new friend for the royal bloodline of David.
Oh, how wonderful. Who are we talking about? Make the introduction.
You tell him. Hold on.
Hello there, Dr. Len.
Hi there.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Proper thing to say. My name is John Patrick Reeves, Reverend John Patrick Reeves, in fact. And I've lived in the islands for 33 years on Oahu, but I just became a resident of the Big Island as of January.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been an interesting experience. They say the island will test you first, and if it doesn't run you off, it will accept you. And I have been accepted as the wonderful and very spiritual place. I noticed that you were talking about, I heard you mentioning end time and the way things are going. I'm here to this island to introduce our new church. Is the Church of Planetary Brotherhood. And I'm just here to say that I believe that religions have separated man and womankind from true spirituality, because religions are man-made. They all have their different rules and do this and do that. But they do have commonalities and common ground. I believe that those common grounds are the soils in which we need to sow the seeds of brotherhood. And where there are differences, obviously there's misinterpretations, mistranslations, there's falsehood, because truth is true, past, present. So I'm here to welcome all religious beliefs, people from different doctrines, to come and listen. And if what you hear doesn't ring, it's absolute true in your spirit, then no harm done. Go in peace. But I guarantee you your curiosity will be aroused, and I'm counting on that spirit spark that dwells in each one of us to recognize truth when you see and when you see. And I thank you for letting me speak and be here and a guest on your show.
Well, thank you. Very, very articulately stated. Thanks, brother.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. You know, I would like to make a comment. Reverend Roxy, maybe you can engage our brother, our new brother, and in response to this issue, because politically what we're dealing with that commentary, although I wholeheartedly support it, is the issue of the one world religion that is a real red flag for those who have been indoctrinated in the Christian dogma. And, you know, I know this program right now, I know I'm sitting across from Sherry Kane, who's a Messianic Jew, a lover of Jesus, and myself, my heart is totally open to the love of Yeshua, and I know, Reverend Roxy, you love Jesus, and the reality is that we're dealing with a religious world that has been indoctrinated with, as the brother just said, God's laws have been suppressed, and man's laws and doctrines and dogmas, and that's exactly what Yeshua, what Jesus had said. He said, beware of the traditions of men
right.
that make the word
religiosity.
To no avail.
Religiosity. Religiosity is the word for it.
Yeah.
It really kind of really turns people off from actually seeking Jesus or asking for him to come into their hearts, because they know from what all the religious hypocrisy is out there is that all these people that are telling them, well, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, they themselves are living in sin and hypocrisy. We all are. So for them to come and say that and preach that, you know, in order for you really to understand Jesus, you really have to know that he's about love. If you read the Bible and you go through it and you say, wow, this is really against me, then you really haven't gotten the message of who Jesus was, because what Jesus did come to bring to all of us was love, and to help us understand love, and how that is ultimately how we can all get along on this planet, is through love. Love is the key. And so
it's the key to the house of David.
And you see, the said, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, take away the weightier matter of the truth, add to it your own apostolate. Jesus himself said, watch out, these scriptures are being tainted.
Mm-hmm.
The old is washed away, behold the new.
Can we get your guest to speak up just a bit, if we can? I can barely hear him.
Psychological personality, human defects which are unworthy of being spoken, the same breath of air that of the instigator. Also, Christ came here to the brotherhood of man. Service to God is service to kind. We are all of the same. And there is going to be a spiritual awakening. You have to realize that all of the doctrines, all of the different scriptures are part of history. And history is set. It is stagnant. It's written in stone. It's dogmatized. It is ritualized. What are you saying? Oh, it's Greek. Why? We've been doing it for 2,000 years. Where is the personal, spontaneous communication between individual and a living creator? everything that lives moves, expands, grows, evolves, and has potential for growth. If your religion does not have potential for growth, it is a part of history, not the story, because the story is still being written. So your spiritual concepts and understandings must constantly be redefined so that they have an attraction to the younger generation. These kids are the ones who are going to be running things when we get older. Therefore, their spiritual understanding has to attract them. They can't be fed 2,000-year-old set in philosophy.
Right.
It hasn't worked, and it's likely it won't ever.
And there's parts of it, like in Deuteronomy and the Bible and stuff, that really don't apply to things these days. And so, you know, the people lived differently back then. But that's not the message of the Bible.
No, because the message is consistent throughout all eternity.
Exactly.
Love
this is very true. It is consistent but the thing that I'm going to contribute to this conversation is the fact that we can all be written in, but we can also be written out. So what I say and have been saying for a long time is great is this day for all who kept faith, because that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about hope, Arkansas, Clinton, and all the hope, and don't think and worry about tomorrow. And I'm telling you that we got to get back to the faith. And I'm going to tell you right now that God's too big to put into one religion. So what I'm saying to you is that our reflection of who we are as people is our philosophy. So we've gotten away from love and gotten into hate to where we have now anointed one with a Nobel Peace Prize that going to get his prize in Afghanistan. So all I'm saying is my faith makes me political. My faith makes me spiritual. My faith makes me want to stay in tune and in touch with anyone. I can agree and disagree with anyone, but I'm going to get back to the love. That's why Christ is so large, because he brought such large philosophy that if we had all worshipped the idea that there isn't 10 commandments, no, you don't need 10 no more. There's one, love. And he reduced it down to something that even Peter found hard to buy, because where's the business in that? That's easy, he said. I love my brothers. But it's hard when you have to practice it, when everything's going. So I've gone off because I'm loving this man that I'm sitting next to. I know you all out there in BBS land. So I think we need to take it back to Tetrahedron Publishing and have the people know that we are connecting with good people. This is not a test. And I'm looking to create a spontaneous mass motion of approval that we must all return back to the garden.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
I think it's time for some commercials and let people know
what it is
that we take, what it is that we do that makes us so high energy people. Dr. Lynn and Sherry, take back your show. I'm sure that the Rev will be back again, and maybe we'll have him on just so that we can interrogate him some more, because I think, believe it, the ministry's just taking a big jump start.
Wonderful.
All right.
That's great. Okay. How about OxySilver.net? Go to OxySilver.net, folks, if you want to have your freedom from infectious diseases and eliminate vaccination, intoxication, and risky, deadly antibiotics. Get OxySilver. Go to OxySilver, OxySilver.net. That brings us a lot of wonderful things besides the protection against infectious diseases and the elimination of the toxicity and population reduction from the poisoning. Go to OxySilver.net and read up about the medically proven advance on infection.
Yes. Wow. Dr. Len got overly excited about that. That OxySilver is definitely something to get excited about. Anyway, folks out there, OxySilver.net is the world's most powerful silver hydrosol, and it can definitely prevent you from getting illnesses, and it can also help boost up your immune system. And with OxySilver, you no longer need to take vaccinations or pharmaceuticals or antibiotics. This is the answer. I just actually got sick the other day. I felt like I was coming down with the flu. And what I do is when I feel like I'm coming down with something, I take 3 capfuls, C-A-P, fulls of the OxySilver with prayer, Remember that, folks. With prayer, I take 3 capsules with prayer, not capsules.
And the reason
capsules.
You do it with prayer is because of the 528 hertz frequency. You would have loved this. This was an outstanding scene. Reverend Roxy Hampton walked in with a brother minister, and I turned around on this swivel chair, and one of the legs gave out.
And he literally fell off his chair.
How's that for presence, you know? So, anyway, yeah, the 528 hertz frequency. Think about what Reverend Roxy said a couple minutes ago. What it was about for her was the philosophy. Think about what that word, the root, philo, which means love. You know, so fi, so, do re mi fa so, solve pollute in Latin, solve the problem. Webster's dictionary definition of so is solve the problem, solve the pollution. And then, phi, like phi, or, you know, it's like the phi, the pi, the Fibonacci series. Fibonacci series deals with this sacred geometry and the musical mathematics of creation, and it's all about love. And so 528 hertz frequency is central to love. It's central to this whole evolution in consciousness. Without 528 coming from the love of the Creator, literally, the clear channel broadcast from the heavenly throne that creates everything in the universe is 528 hertz frequency, the fundamental frequency that gives rise to all of the other math, like just like love is the source of all goodness and all creationism. That's what the mathematicians now and the physicists have proven, and that's why we put 528 hertz frequency into Oxy Silver, and that's why, Sherry Kane, you just said, pray with it. Because if you pray with it, it acknowledges the fact that prayer is the most powerful creative technology in the, certainly the human race, maybe all species. Maybe all species actually pray. How do we know? I mean, you're like St. Francis with animals, aren't you?
Well, I certainly love animals, that's for sure. I mean, I love all animals.
And I've watched animals come to you. I mean, in the San Diego Zoo, when you were working for them, you were the only one that would actually...
The Wild Animal Park.
The Wild Animal Park, feeding the giraffes. They love the giraffes, love you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I had a great relationship with the giraffes.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe, that the heart for love and God is in all of the animals. Why would we human beings be solely capable of communing divine? It occurs to me that the trees are doing it because they're the green color of 528, this greenish yellow color. A blade of grass is absolutely an indicator of intelligent design.
Aren't you feeling love from the cat, the local
The cat. She's a great mouser. And she's a great kitty, yeah.
Wow, we have our other guest who just arrived.
Hey, look, he just walked in. It's Jeff Jarrett, who's a future senator from Hawaii. Hey, Mr. Jarrett, wonderful to see you. Yes, we're doing fine. Why don't you join us? Let me introduce you to the Insight Hour listeners. This has been a fun evening, folks. You can tell this is kind of like the last couple of days that Dr. Len Horowitz is in Hawaii. So we're having visitors come and pop by. What a wonderful blessing this is.
And speaking of Yeshua, Jesus, Jeff is an amazing, he just loves Jesus. He's another one of the people that I've met that really follows and tries as hard, you know, as anyone I know to just follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
Very wise counsel.
Really live by Jesus.
The future senator,
by Jesus'
Jeff
word
Jarrett,
and by
yeah.
the love of Jesus. And just like knowing him and just being around him, you can feel like the love and the light coming off of him. And so I'm really happy and proud to actually know him. And I want to introduce him, so say hello.
Welcome to the Insight Hour. Yeah, hi. Go for
well,
it.
Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know the crowd or anything like that.
Well, this is the Insight Hour crowd is international audience, mostly in North America. We have a lot of listeners that are engaged in not only loving Yeshua, loving Jesus, and loving mm-hmm. the truth that shall set us free, and loving the musical mathematics of spirituality, and advancing not simple doctrines and dogmas, but looking at things freshly and coming from a perspective that, hey, we can be a lot better than we are, we can do a lot better, and ultimately we want to integrate the Creator's love optimally in our hearts and in our lives to bless each other as brothers and sisters divine in a Creator's loving family. That's the insight in our listeners. We probably have maybe about 300, 400 people, maybe more listening tonight. That's about, I think, what it is. I mean, we can talk to Don and find out the statistics for tonight's program. But you are going to be running for United States Senate in Hawaii.
In the great state of Hawaii. That's absolutely
good for
correct.
You, brother. That's wonderful.
Yep. Well, the bottom line is everyone knows that, and in their soul, they know something's wrong. Well, we've been perpetually lied to. Our establishment education system, right down to the media, you know, pushing pharma drugs and that sort of thing, rather than self-healing and that. And because of that, way back in the basically 1886, there's a one scientist that basically wanted to kill a religion, kill Moses. And he set out to set this doctrine forward. And basically now the only science that is not allowed to be discussed is evolution. Evolution to them is law, but evolution violates every single law of thermodynamics. Violates the entropy law. You know, it everything goes from order to disorder. For instance, another fact which no one ever talks about: you have a original two cells that join together in conception, creating a single cell, and then that cell multiplies. And then again, and again, again. Perfect duplication. Now, the mathematics of the duplication are statistically so improbable without outside interference or information that a real cell division requires outside information. Secondly, how does 1,604 cells know when to become a backbone or liver or skin? They don't even have a clue. And the only way for this to happen is outside information has to come in. The computer industry has a theory about this, but it's programs that rectify themselves or error-correcting logic sequences. Now, we don't even know what the heck they are, even in a chemical background, and even the Genome Project, they don't even know. So to think that evolution is the bee's knees, if you contradict it, you're out. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, that's academic tracking. That's how control over the educational systems are maintained and mind control is waged.
Exactly, and that's how they're trying to kill God. I mean, I come across people that are atheists. They don't want to talk about Jesus or anything like that. And I'm like, I don't have a problem with that, but I'm not going to argue. I'm just not going to argue because I've been clinically dead twice. I've been to the other side. I've been back, and there is no argument. Period.
And speaking of the evolution and San Diego Wild Animal Park, I actually used to work there, and we were just talking about that, how Lynn had compared me to St. Francis and saying that I love the animals, which is really true. The interesting thing about why I stopped working at the Wild Animal Park was I was a tour guide there, and I had to talk about all the animals and how they mated and how they survived in the wild and why they had certain color spots and all those things. And so I learned that from three scientists. Well, at the end of the training and I started working there, they came to me and they said, "We have a question to ask you. Do you believe in creationism or evolution?" And I said, "Well, I believe in creationism, of course. I don't believe in evolution." They said, "Well, you know the bonobos, which is an orangutan, they are like very close to us and 98% close to us, and that we're related to them." And they I said, "But you understand there's a missing link, and they are still the same, and we are not. So we evolved into a different species. And so how did that happen?" Well, they couldn't answer that question, but they did tell me that if I continued to believe in creationism, and I mentioned God while we were doing while I was driving the train and giving the whole tour guide speech about the animals and everybody, all of us coming, being created by the same, by our Creator, and that we didn't come from the evolution where we were evolving from apes, as Darwin had created in his philosophy, that I would not be able to do that anymore. I would have to tell the children on the train that there was no God, that we came from evolution. So it's very interesting what you say, because that's really what it was. It was three scientists who were atheists and said there is no God and that we come from evolution, not from creationism.
Mm.
And so it's very interesting. But
let me basically inform the insidiousness of the educational system is, Sherry, you just used the word, we evolved differently. Well, no, nothing evolved. Nothing evolved. The second law of thermodynamics, which is the entropy law, says everything goes from order to disorder without any things put in. Any evolutionary uptick requires outside positive information. All, literally, every form of a transient change in a gene structure or cell structure or evolution uptick is false. It's all negative. You never have a photon or a neutron or penetrating a cell and you get a better cell. It basically either kills it, causes cancer, does something like that. So just using the term, well, we evolved separate, that's another lie. Second, another thing that...
Well, actually, to correct you on that, actually, I didn't mean to say that we evolved. What I was saying was that how did we, if the answer of evolution is correct, which they were trying to say that was a definite, 100% definite, then how did we evolve into who we are?
I used it in that term.
My question was thrown at them is, how did we get to where we are and they stayed the same? So, no, I don't believe in evolution at all. I believe in creationism, and I believe that there's no way we could have evolved into who we are from the orangutan.
Right, right. Let me interject. The way that I perceive who we are is very intimately connected to this discussion of evolution. I have defined human beings as digital, bioholographic precipitations, crystallizations, miraculous manifestations of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water. So that speaks to electrogenetics, the precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations. Those vibrations are coming. Those are the things that you're referring to, Brother Jeff. When I hear you speak about this entropy issue, it occurs to me that what is being added to us to manifest us in our current physical status is this vibration that is happening hydrosonically. So basically 528 through the mathematics, and this is, for folks listening, this is in the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, where you get an understanding of the real Da Vinci Code was a musical mathematical matrix we call the perfect circle of sound. There's 9 core creative frequencies that is virtually the kingdom of heaven in the religious world. In the world of physics, it's called the quantum field. And that quantum field is composed mathematically of certain frequencies. There are 9. And 528 is the third note of that magnificent natural scale. It's ut re mi miragustorum in Latin. It's the miracle note of the universe. And that note is 528 hertz. And that now opens the door to understanding fundamental of love and creation and the manifestation of love in nature, throughout nature. This is why a blade of grass grows greenish yellow, or a baby leaf budding in the springtime is greenish yellow in general. I mean, sure, there are some botanicals that don't go along. They're a little bit pigmented differently, but the vast majority of the botanical world vibrates to the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. The center is the heart. The heart of the rainbow is 528 hertz. The heart of your heart vibrates at 528 hertz. That warm, fuzzy feeling you get in your heart when you're in love is 528 hertz. And the major restoration technology is vibrating hydrosonically us all back to love, back to 528 hertz central frequency of sustenance, of healing, of creationism in nature. And that's all mediated electrogenetically through light and sound signals that the DNA actually serves as an antenna to God. It receives these vibrations of sound and light, sends them out. This is why I say you are a digital, that's a mathematical, bio-holographic, that's biology, your biology, and you're a hologram. You're literally manifesting in a hydrated atmosphere in a quantum field-mediated energetic transmission directly from the heart of love of the Creator. It's manifesting you right here, right now, every nano instant, and that is a precipitation or crystallization of this miraculous manifestation of the love frequency vibration.
Dr. Horowitz, guess what? You just waxed the quantum theory. And that's basically what quantum theory is all about. Light is actually does not flow in streams. It is actually goes as digital packages. And that's why they call it quantum. It comes in little bursts and pieces and that sort of thing. And we're actually you're right. We're a holograph representation of a different spiritual reality. That's why when we actually can tune into the Holy Spirit and God can speak to us and see beyond timelines, because without math, there is no time. So the spirit outside of the quantum reality that we live in has no math, so there is no time involved, so it doesn't age. And you basically see beginning to end because you're outside of timeline, and you can then get revelation, you can prophesy, you can heal, all those things.
You're speaking in tongues?
All that. And what happens is this world is designed, because this world is not ours. This world was given over to the adversary, to our spirit.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, we've been through a day that, with all the political debating and all the litigation issues that we face today, boy, you can tell this Babylonian kingdom is under a different vibe.
Oh, absolutely. And it's going to get the attack on those that are believers and are more in tune will become greater and greater and greater. And that's why the people that are, lack of a better term, in the know, that are turning their life over to the spiritual entity, God, Yeshua, and having him basically generate his light through us, will be an offense to the entities that are adversaries to us. And it's going to get more and more and more intense. Personally, my feeling, I've already discussed with you the probability that we're in the last 3.5 years. I believe we're inside the tribulation, the last 3.5 years, the Great Tribulation. And we could go into all that at a later date. But everyone has to understand that they're going to come across spiritual entities that are vampiristic. In other words, they're parasitic. They draw energy off of you. And the difference is, if energy is coming from God, you have forever to love. And that's one thing that people don't understand. You can consistently love and love and love and give and give and give and give, as long as you aren't giving from your own self, but you're letting God's creative energy in the 528 emanate from you. It's perpetually renewing because it comes from the Creator. Everything else is within our own bounds, and that's when we get exhausted, we work ourselves too hard, et cetera, et cetera. But from God, there is an endless supply, and in that avenue, we will never get wore out if we're loving in that level.
That is so beautiful. This is Reverend Roxy. Dr. Lynn had to go do something, but I'm telling you, that is rapturous. That is absolutely beautiful what you said, because I, too, believe that to be true, and that's why I like the one. That's what I call the one, because when you multiply one by one by one by one, you get a reflection of the one, and that's, for me, my task. You know, and what you were saying was so beautiful because I resonated with it. And I think that when people are really in tune, like you are in your philosophy, which is reflected in your light, and in that roof down there that you put together down there, that was part of that love, with that whole working and stepping up to the plate. And I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I mean, we're all on this this wild ride together.
Uh-huh.
And someday we're going to be sitting at a table with Yeshua at the head, and he's going to toast us, and we're all going to laugh at what a joke we made of all the little trivial things.
Cosmic and, giggle, huh?
Yeah, cosmic giggle, you know. And it, the most beautiful thing is if we drop back into what we are part of, we're more like God when we are like the Creator, when we're creating. Making music is a form of creation. Carrying a child, creating a child, and that's why it's very important for the two that are united to be one in Christ. And that way, when the child is created, you are basically putting your essence of the Creator and creating a child. You create music, you create invention, you create ideas. And whenever you're in that zone of creating, you are basically resonating with God. And, I mean, the first thing it says is God is the creator of all things. And when we create, we're basically mimicking Dad.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Jeff, you've shown some of the most wisdom. I've only known you probably a few weeks now, and you've been one of the wisest people I've ever met in my life, so... I mean, thank you for sharing all that with everybody out there. We appreciate it.
Well, awesome, awesome. And like I said, we are in this together. It, granted, we look at things and we can say it's a fight, but in reality, it's not a fight. It's God's battle, and all we have to do is let us be the conduit. Instead of striving, we just open our hearts and our way to do the right thing and then just be guided as best as we can. And in that measure, I have a David and Goliath battle ahead of me. And I'm not afraid of it because David won. And my Lord is Lord. And as long as there's people that are believing, as I am believing and praying, we'll succeed. And not just in Hawaii, but across this nation, across the world. And I personally believe we're coming to a point where Babylon is about ready to die. And it says that great whore Babylon, she is
falling out.
She has fallen. She has fallen. It's said twice because it's thick. And the thing is that everyone that made a living off her will be moaning and groaning this situation. And it's because the people are waking up to what is real. And having stuff and having things is not important. God knows we need shelter and clothes and food and that sort of thing. But actually to get there is much easier than we have made it.
All right, do we have a guest?
Caller?
We have a caller.
Hello?
I heard a little beep. I thought we had a caller calling in.
I heard it too.
Yeah. Well, so what are your political plans? I don't know. My phone seems to be going in and out here. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can
hear
you. Yeah,
good.
It looks like we're running out of time out there, folks. We want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. You can join us every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you're in Hawaii, it's 6 p.m. And if you're on the East Coast, it's midnight. And
stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints.
And God bless you all.